visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show here. And, of course, just a reminder that Christmas music, that holiday music that you're hearing, is created by Claire. It's from her album, Christmas Without Borders, which is available on iTunes. And Christmas is kind of a misnomer. There are some musical selections from some other holiday traditions in there as well, but that was the name of the album, going back to its origins as a charity fundraising project here. All right, I want to talk now about the economy, because the economy and the emerging awareness of the massive, record-setting, Olympic gold medal class fraud that is at the heart of what they're now admitting is the Great Recession is the story that you should be aware of. It's affecting your lives. It's taking your homes. It's destroying your jobs and your future prosperity. That's what the TV network should be telling you about and investigating, not WikiLeaks and diplomats spying on each other at the United Nations, which was a study in foregone conclusions to begin with. Now, there's an interesting story, and we've got it linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, otherwise known as Mickey Leaks, according to some of the people in the chat room. And the story is called Repo 105, Latest Accounting Trick by Large Brokers. And it goes into basically, and we did report on this before, but this goes into a lot more depth. And it goes into the process of what are called repo agreements, which stands for repurchase. And what it is that these financial institutions, in order to make their reports to the stockholders and to the government look as positive as possible, they would be buying and selling assets among each other, sometimes very questionable assets. So the way it would work is I've got investment company A and investment company B. And investment company A is coming up on the deadline to do its financial report for the stockholders. And they're sitting on top of a mortgage-backed security, which is not performing, under-collateralized, outright fraudulent, represents a major blot of red ink on their balance sheet. So what investment company A does is they make a little nudge-nudge, wink-wink, say-no-more agreement with investment company B. And investment company B buys that toxic asset from investment company A. And so when investment company A is doing their financial reports for the stockholder and for the government, that asset does not appear on the balance sheet. And then once the report is done, investment company A has agreed to repo or repurchase that same toxic asset back from investment company B before investment company B has to do their financial reports for their stockholders and the government. Now, some years back, Ray Bradbury wrote a play, stage play, The Wonderful Ice Cream Suit. Really deserves a lot more exposure than it has been given so far. But in short, it's the story of several characters, several men, all of whom have a chance to put on this wonderful ice cream suit, bright white suit. They look really good in it. And each of them uses that suit to go out and accomplish some minor goal in their life. And they're all able to make their lives better because they were able to borrow the suit for when they needed it. The community, unaware that they're seeing the same suit over and over and over again, believe that all of these men are respectable, accomplished, and to be admired. And we're not saying that the characters shouldn't be, but what the significance of this is, we'll explain when we come back from this break.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I didn't have my levels up there. I was too busy playing with the Christmas tree. We're talking about Ray Bradbury and a play that he wrote, The Wonderful Ice Cream Suit. And the storyline of the play is a group of men in this community are all taking turns wearing this wonderful ice cream suit, bright white suit. Makes them look good, respectable, and they're able to use this image of respectability to go out and accomplish what is most important to them. Some of the accomplishments are very noble, some of them a little bit less so. But the important lesson here, as it applies to this repo scandal, is that the community, unaware they're seeing the same suit over and over and over again, comes to assume that all of these men, collectively, are accomplished, respectable, to be admired. So what the real meaning of this Repo 105 scandal is, that because they're basically shuffling assets around relative to the reporting requirements for their stockholders and the U.S. government, is they're maintaining an illusion of solvency and profitability on Wall Street because the public, the stockholders, the government may not understand they're seeing the same assets over and over and over and over again, or the toxic assets are being hidden by being shuffled around. You know, no, I don't have the bad stuff. Phil's got it. Phil, do you have it? No, I don't have it. Tom's got it. And you just shuffle it around. It's a symptom of the institutionalized sense of fraud and deception and corruption that has come to pervade Wall Street. A couple of interesting videos regarding Wall Street bonuses and corruption, which really reveal how the rest of the world is seeing the United States of America right now. They think we're all idiots for going along with this stuff, and they're right. Now, more and more articles are beginning to surface that support the idea that the mortgage-backed securities and their associated credit default swaps are a monumental fraud. It yielded billions of dollars for the scammers who've probably already retired and taken their money and, you know, fled to some tropical Pacific island filled with lovely naked women. But we're stuck with the aftermath. We're supposed to clean up the mess, which I refuse to do, by the way. But there's an article called The Foreclosure Crisis, Punchline to a Michael Lewis Joke from 2008, in which there's some comment about a gentleman named Eisman who was involved on the inside of the deal-making with Goldman Sachs and Deutsche Bank regarding these mortgage-backed securities that were fraudulent and the credit default swaps. And even then he was saying, why are people going for these things when they're of such dubious value? And then he found out there was such a demand for these mortgage-backed securities that were seen as such wonderful things because of the early Ponzi profit-making. Everybody wanted them. It was like tulip mania all over again. And they were using the credit default swaps to literally create phantom mortgage-backed securities that looked exactly like the real ones, except there was never any collateral attached to them. And it's a very complex set of exchanges and fronts so that people don't look at it and immediately intuit that something is wrong. It's a very complicated fraud, but it is a fraud, and it's more confirmation of what we have been saying here for the last couple of weeks. The real scandal isn't the fraudulent foreclosures. It's the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities that were sold around the world, and now the world's banks are angry with the United States that Wall Street has destroyed their economies. They're demanding the U.S. make good on all the bad paper, and the U.S. government and the bankers have turned around and said, well, the only way we can pay for all the losses is we have to take the homes of millions of Americans. And that was their solution. Give tax credits to corporations to offshore high-paying American jobs so that Americans could no longer make their mortgage payments. That sets them up for the banks to come in and take their houses. It's wealth confiscation on an historic scale, done in a way to trick you into thinking it's your fault. That's the scam. It's that simple. It's that obvious. All right. Now, interesting little exercise. On your web browser, go to Google Maps, and when you zoom into an area like your own neighborhood, you will see the little option block up there on the upper right. Earth, satellite map, traffic, I think there's one hybrid, and there's now a box that says more. And when you hit more, there'll be a menu bar that opens up on the left. And I'm sorry, when you hit more, there's a drop-down menu, and there'll be a box for real estate. And when you click that, the left column comes up and it shows you available properties. And up at the top bar where it says options, and you may have to drop that one down as well, where it says rentals, sales, there's a new box. It's called foreclosures. And if you click that one, if you check that box, foreclosures, and you uncheck the others, you will see all the properties in your neighborhood that are currently for sale for foreclosure. It's not the sum total of all the foreclosed properties in your neighborhood. It doesn't show foreclosed properties that have already been sold. It doesn't show foreclosed properties that are still in the process of foreclosure and are not on the market. It doesn't show properties that are below water. It just shows only those that are all actually for sale, having been foreclosed by the banks. And you start to zoom out from your neighborhood and you see how many of those little dots there are. It's an eye-opener. It paints the foreclosure crisis in a way that numbers cannot do it, because you're looking at your own neighborhood and you're seeing it's there. And you pull out, and it's, especially on the mainland U.S., you start pulling out and you see it's everywhere. Millions and millions and millions of U.S. homes foreclosed, so the banks can recapitalize their balance sheets after being forced to buy back all those fraudulent mortgage-backed securities on those credit default swaps. They're getting rich, you're getting poor. And they're writing themselves historic bonuses to reward themselves for their cleverness, first of all, in setting up the fraud, and second of all, dumping the cost of it all on you. There's a video that we've linked to whatreallyhappened.com, and let's see, Wall Street, the headline at whatreallyhappened.com, Feast in Time of Plague, must-see video, Wall Street Art of Sucking Money. It is a video from Russia Today where they've gone into Wall Street with cameras, and they're just seeing all these Wall Street people just treating themselves to wealth and riches and decoration, $150 hamburger, $700 facial. They're treating themselves like, you know, royalty, and how wonderful life is. Real last days of Pompeii, last days of Rome, fiddling while Rome burns kind of mentality. Let them eat cake kind of mindset. Now, maybe they know the crash is coming, and the bonuses are just building their golden parachutes. They're looting the system for everything they can before they skedaddle for the border. And maybe all this self-pampering and buying, they showed this gravity-defying wristwatch that apparently costs more than three times the average annual salary of an American worker. And maybe the reason they're spending this kind of money on self-adornment is a way of reassuring themselves that the party's going to go on, that the end isn't nigh, that life is going to go on with the money flowing to them, and that somehow the American people will just come up with whatever to cover the losses. Because after all, these are bankers, and they live on Wall Street. It's the new Mount Olympus is Wall Street. And they're allowed to just spend fabulous fortunes on minor trinkets while their fellow Americans are starving. It's like this very disquieting feeling I had. I got invited to take a tour of Shangri-La, which is the former private home of tobacco heiress Doris Day, who lived here in Hawaii and built a fabulous mansion down by Diamond Head. You can see it on Google Earth. And it's filled with all of these Islamic art artifacts, and it's now supposedly a museum to Islamic art. And you look at all of this and realize she bought most of this during the Great Depression, when her fellow Americans around here, many of whom were already dying from the tobacco that her father was selling, they were starving and going hungry. And to see the docents, and I know they're trying to do a good job about, you know, saying that this is some kind of a noble art collection endeavor, and it isn't. This lady had more money than she knew what to do with, traveled around, just bought whatever she felt like, and hodgepodged it in the house. Some of it's fake, and they openly admit, yeah, well, that one's real, but she had this one made as a copy. And there's no provenance, and there's no backstory. They have to hire scholars to try and figure out what some of the stuff is. She was the forerunner of Paris Hilton, and they're trying to deify her. Our big problem of our nation is we worship money, and we worship people with a lot of money, and it doesn't matter how they got it. We are a nation whose restaurants will gladly seat mafia dons, CIA assassins, drug lords, gun runners in their Armani jackets and their Prada shoes and their Rolex watches, but would deny a table to Gandhi and Mother Teresa because they don't quite come up to the dress code. We have high standards here. You have to have very expensive clothing to get into the very best restaurants of the United States of America. Doesn't matter how you got that wealth, what you were selling. I mean, knowing what we know about tobacco, drug money built this mansion. And yet, we're supposed to worship, oh, look how much money was spent to make this place. And it's a nice place, don't get me wrong. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about the economy, and we're talking about this massive, historic mortgage-backed security fraud, credit default swap fraud that's been taking place over the last 9 years. It seems to reach all the way back to 2000 and the very end of the Clinton administration. Started coming apart during the Bush administration and is extending into the Obama administration. Story came out basically, and this supports, again, the idea that the loss of your homes, the confiscation of your homes by the banks to recapitalize, is intentional policy. When the TARP money went out, some of it was set aside for public benefit. Remember, they were talking about mortgage modification programs, which actually turned out not to really be working. In many cases, the mortgage modification programs were used to set people up for foreclosures. They were told, well, you can't apply for mortgage modification until you're 3 months behind on your mortgage. So the homeowners would say, oh, great, I'll use the money to pay other bills and pay some other stuff down, not knowing the banks would immediately start the foreclosure process while they were waiting for the modification. And once the foreclosure's in process, you can't modify. So people were getting suckered in with that. But there was a small amount of money to counter the growing public anger that TARP was passed against overwhelming public demand not to use taxpayer money to save the banks. So they took some of the money and said, well, this is going to go for things to help the community and help the homeowners. Yet, when public public-minded lawyers, legal aid groups, foreclosure assistance groups applied for funding from TARP in order to help homeowners fight foreclosures. The United States Treasury Department said that TARP money may not be used for anything that would help a homeowner delay or otherwise impede a foreclosure process. That's official U.S. government policy. They want your homes foreclosed. They need your homes foreclosed. The banks, Helicopter Ben, cannot just crank up the presses and print all the trillions of dollars they need to recover all of these bad mortgage-backed securities and credit default swaps. He can't do it because that crashes the value of the dollar. And holding the value of the dollar up is implicit in the deal of the buyback. Because these European banks are not going to sell back these mortgage-backed securities for a bunch of paper dollars they know have now become worthless. They need the dollars to have value. And the only thing to back up the paper dollars are hard assets on the balance sheets. And the hard assets are your homes. Your homes, your businesses, anything that was foreclosed on. Anything that was repossessed that has tangible, resaleable value. That's what they're propping up the banks with. This is wealth confiscation. Same thing they did in 1933. Only they did it in a way to make you think it's all your fault. And you've seen it in the media. Oh, this financial disaster, it's horrible. But, you know, it's really the fault of all those people who bought homes they couldn't afford. Well, you know, they could afford them when they bought them. It wasn't until the U.S. government gave those tax credits to corporations to ship the jobs overseas that Americans started losing their homes. And it started under the Bush administration. Obama came in promising hope and change and has not changed the tax codes. According to the Hackett Group, offshoring of high-paying American jobs has accelerated under Obama's administration. He's continuing the policy. He's increasing it. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. We've got George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing all right for Friday?
Well, I could tell hearing about the Prince Charles and his wife getting their limousine getting ambushed by a bunch of people coming to say, I think the British people are starting to identify who the enemy is.
I think they've kind of known that all along. But like I said, looking at their faces in the photos, I don't think they were afraid. I mean, because their limousines are just as armored as America's. They were astonished and outraged. They really didn't think the British subjects would do something like that. And I imagine right now probably world leaders and their security services are all having meetings saying, wow, I guess we really have pissed off the people. What do we do about it? And, of course, the first person that says we might back off and let them have some of their money back, they're going to laugh them out of the rule and say, no, we've got to flog them harder and we've got to armor ourselves and build castles and torture dungeons and we'll teach those peasants, you know, that we're the boss and we must always be obeyed and so forth and so on. Anyway, what else is on your mind?
Well, also, too, good news about the foreclosures in our area is the foreclosures here went to a standstill because the constables and the county sheriff will just absolutely not foreclose on a home until they can prove they have the bank note. Until they can
really,
and they're not foreclosed. And, you know, the thing is unique about Texas, yeah, we got Houston, we got these big cities, but we got a bunch of small towns and counties where everybody knows the local judges and the local leaders, so they don't really get away with it that much. So,
well, I am really glad to hear it, and, you know, thank goodness for Texas there, and, you know, as you know, RBN is coming out of Texas, so, hey, we're all in this thing together.
But also, too, I want to, I'm sitting there writing something, it's going to be finished this weekend. I was talking about, you know, about how we got to this tyranny, and, you know, you look back at the movie Mississippi Burning. You ever seen that movie?
Oh, yes.
You know how they made it look like you can't trust your local leaders, you got to bring in the FBI to correct these injustices. And, you know, talking to people in the Deep South, it's like the racial tensions weren't nothing like they say they were. I mean, then you had terrorism like Birmingham, Alabama, they call it Bombingham. You had all these terrorist groups like the Weather Underground and all this stuff, and, you know, it's...
Okay, George, got to take a break. We'll be right back, okay?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 $4 gas, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and the fear mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And George, I'm going to ask you to hold a little bit, and Jim, I'm going to ask you to hold a little bit, because I want to address something that's happening right now. I'm looking at the corporate media feed coming in. Apparently, they have got Bill Clinton back in the White House press room helping Barack Obama try and sell that this little deal that he's made for the tax cuts is a good thing. And I'm partly in agreement in that I think any tax cuts are a good thing, as long as the government cuts its spending to go along with it, which it hasn't. Congress is getting ready to go on another buying binge, and we're already finding out. Analysts are looking at Obama's tax cut plan, and sure enough, it's raising taxes on the poorest segment of our American society. And they've been bandying about how middle class are going to save $20 billion in taxes, which sounds like a lot of money, until you prorate it across the entire population of the United States of America, and you come to realize it is really a very, very tiny amount of difference to our individual lives. And I'm bringing this up here because, once again, we're seeing a government desperate to go on taxing and spending like crazy, trying to figure out some way they can bamboozle you into thinking you're getting a really good deal, when it's at best a token cut for one part of the population, countered by an increase in taxes on that segment of the population least able to defend themselves politically. Now, my policy here is all taxes are too high. Period. End of discussion. I am not going to get into a discussion over who is taxed too much, whether we should tax the rich more or the poor more or whatever. It's pointless. We're all taxed too much. Period. The only way to save this economy from the very obvious impending collapse is to cut all taxes by 50% across the board. And you can do that by ending this psychotic need to run around the world murdering brown people, killing everybody that Israel hates. You can pay for a 50% tax cut by no longer sending any more of our taxpayer money to Israel, which is illegal anyway under the Symington Amendment and the Glenn Act. We can pay for a 50% tax cut if we stop bailing Wall Street out of its own criminal behavior. Put those bastards in jail. Even Alan Greenspan admits it's fraud and criminality. Why are we not seeing the handcuffs go on these people? Media is making a big deal about Julian Assange spending a couple of nights in a British jail over a rape charge which appears to be collapsing as we speak. Appears to have been a staged public relations incident. We have Alan Greenspan admitting on videotape that Wall Street over the last decade has been engaged in fraud and criminality. Where are the arrests? Where are the handcuffs? Where are the videos of the CEOs of Wall Street's financial firms getting the perp walk out onto the sidewalk in front of the jeering crowds? Getting thrown in the paddy wagon for that well-deserved trip over to hard federal penitentiary. Not those country club prisons. I'm talking about the place, you know, where the hammers and the rocks and the chains and a cellmate named Bubba that says, "You my baby now." That's where these bastards ought to be. All right. If they're dragging out Bill Clinton to sell this, then you know this whole tax cut compromise is already in trouble, and Obama's beginning to realize he's facing a primary fight in 2012 here. All right, we're going to go back. George in Texas, I kind of wandered off the reservation. You were talking about how in Texas, the small towns and villages, they all know the judges, the constables are not enforcing foreclosure unless they can prove possession of the actual note. We know that members of Congress are still trying to figure out some way they can pass what's called the iron legislation during this lame duck session, which would basically say the sheriffs and constables have to respect any notarized document that says, "I have the right to take this person's home."
Well, I could tell you one thing. If you read in Richard Mack's book, the states are not obligated to follow federal law.
Well, the federal government seems to think otherwise, and they've got the bigger guns.
Yeah. But, like, getting back, you know, I'm looking at the 1960s. With the Ku Klux Klan and all these terrorist groups, that was all FBI, COINTELPRO, you know, trying to
basically establish the need for a strong federal central government. And there was a lot, even back then, there was a lot of this anti-federalist feeling and people saying the states have the authority. That's what the Constitution says.
Well, you look at, like, Charles Manson, you look at Byron Lee Beckwith, the guy who murdered those four girls in Alabama bombing the church, they're all dealt with in state courts. The state,
that's right,
local law enforcement dealt with it. There was no Patriot Act. There was none of these anti-terrorism bills. And even the FLAN that Bill Clinton pardoned was all taken care of in state court. There was no federal. There was nothing was federalized. And all this FBI COINTELPRO was just trying to federalize everything.
That's absolutely right. Same thing with the riots for the Rodney King. There were indications that those riots were staged. There was one police report. I mean, my half brother was an L.A. County sheriff, and he said the fires that were being set during the Rodney King riots were all set in a row, one right after the other, like it was just one group of people running, you know, driving down with a pickup truck full of gas cans, and they said, do this one, and trying to basically turn this into this huge circumstance. And there were two names that came out of that, Operation Garden Plot and Operation Cable Splice, and one of the agendas was the permanent federalization of the National Guard, because up until that point, the National Guard was still considered the state's army, answerable to the governor of the state. And through the use of the Rodney King riots and the federalization, now the governor has to go to the federal government to get the use of his own National Guard, which basically, that was, you know, that was when the state governors were basically disarmed. They don't realize that's what happened, but that's what happened.
Well, anyway, Mike, have a good weekend. I think you got another caller waiting.
Yes, I do, and we're going to switch over to Jim in New Mexico. Jim, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Yeah, I appreciate your show, your perspective, all the information that you gather together, and you're a lucky man to have such an intelligent and articulate and talented wife. I admire you.
Oh, I know that every single day.
I would like to elaborate a little bit on the climate change issue, if I may,
and
just contribute my perspective from here from southwest New Mexico. New Mexico has been known, in fact, the entire southwest of the U.S. is famous for its clear, bright blue skies. You know, all through December, from the middle of December on to the end, we were having record low temperatures. I mean, single digits, and that's unheard of until January around here. I've been here 15 years, and this is the first time I've experienced this cold temperatures this early in the year. But since the end of December, we've had jet aircraft flying back and forth across
all
the
right.
sky,
thank
leaving
you very
persistent...
much. Thank you very much. Since the end of December. We're at the beginning of December. All right, I'm going to say this one more time. This show does not do HARP. It does not do chemtrails. We don't do Bigfoot. We don't do the Loch Ness Monster. We don't do Apollo moon landings were faked. We don't do no plane at the Pentagon. Take that over to Jeff Rentz or Coast to Coast or one of those other shows. Chemtrails and HARP as anything but a radar test platform is deliberately planted to try and make shows and the internet look kooky. Those are banned subjects at the website. Those are banned subjects on the radio show. And yeah, I'm going to be rude to people who persist in calling in and trying to get this show onto those nonsense topics. The propaganda term for this is called poisoning the wells. And what that basically means is to put something nonsensical into a discussion in order to discredit the entire discussion. Good example would be the claim that there was no passenger jet hitting the Pentagon on 9/11, despite the fact that hundreds of witnesses saw it. And every time the corporate media tries to take on 9/11, 9/11 truth movement, the first thing they go to is, those kooks think there wasn't even a plane at the Pentagon. It's classic propaganda, Cold War, old enough to be shaving. All right, so we're going to move on back to the real world. Now, somebody just sent me this article. I've not had time to put it up on What Really Happened yet. It basically ties in with the fact that during this silver buy situation that Max Kaiser got going, and the price of silver has been going up, and all of a sudden it's stalled. And everybody's saying, what the heck is going on here? Starting yesterday, silver prices suffered a major drop. Why? When demand is high, you've got COMEX and JP Morgan, you know, aggressively buying to fill their long contracts for December. And Silver Investing News is saying they're seeing what appears to be more silver price manipulation. Now, obviously, JP Morgan and COMEX are massively shorted on silver. They have lots of motive to try and play any game, any trick they can to manipulate the price of silver downward, because otherwise, fulfilling their silver delivery contracts for December will make them insolvent. So there's motive, means and opportunity are obviously implicit in the organization. Now, what this article that I'm getting, and this is an article called Something's Wrong in the Silver Pit, but it's much bigger than JP Morgan. It's by Rob Kirby, and I haven't had a chance to post it at What Really Happened. I'll get it up after the show. And basically what Rob Kirby is saying is very much along the lines of what I was talking about during the repo article and during the wonderful ice cream suit. And what Rob Kirby is saying is that all of these brokerages are taking a small amount of silver and also gold, and they're shifting it around so that whenever these brokerages need to say, see, we've got the real metal, they've got the metal on hand. And then they immediately swap it out to somebody else who needs to prove that they've got the metal. And so this may be the reason where they're trying to artificially create the illusion that there's more silver than the demand would call for in order to crush the silver prices. And we need to keep an eye on this. Because if they drop the silver prices and trigger everybody into selling their silver in a panic, then all of a sudden J.P. Morgan is off the hook, because there'll be ample silver out there that they can pick up at a low price and close their long their contracts for December. And the same thing with COMEX. When you have everybody buying silver and the price is going up, and then all of a sudden the price takes a major drop, you know there's another fraud going on. And right now, given what we know, given Alan Greenspan's comments on video, fraud is the presumption for everything we see coming out of Wall Street. Fraud is the business model, apparently. Commit a fraud, make several billion dollars, pay $100 million in fine to the government to get off the hook, retire. That seems to be the business model. So I'm going to get this article up there, but there's a lot of game playing going on still in Wall Street. And unfortunately, when you've built an entire financial system on fraud and deception, you're trapped. Bad money drives out the good money. Bad business drives out the good business. Wall Street can't keep itself going without the fraud and deception. They certainly are unable to go back to having a healthy, productive manufacturing and agricultural sector. It's going to take years to rebuild that. And they don't have that kind of time. So they're all dancing around the chairs and waiting for the music to stop here. All right, we're coming to the end of the show here. I got a couple of other really fast stories to cover. FAA loses track of 119,000 aircraft, but rest assured they know right where your junk is. Over in Romania, apparently the ex-dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu has been reburied. Apparently as enjoyable the second time as it was the first time. You know, boy, remember what a great time we had, you know, knocking off the dictator and burying him? Let's do it again. Nostalgia. Let's relive the golden days of burying the tyrant. So they dug him up and they buried him again, presumably in a mausoleum befitting his status as having been machine gunned to death by his own people. Now, over in India, this is the country where Barack Obama went over there to try and quell some of the concern about outsourcing of American jobs. And, hey, India is going to start doing more business with the U.S. to try and bring some of that money back in. And we're really all going to be buddy-buddy. And then the TSA fondles and gropes the ambassador. Woman in a sari. Now, if you've ever seen a sari, there's not an opportunity to hide a lot of anything in there. And TSA says diplomats are not immune. And they take this woman and they grope her and fondle her and run their hands all over her, and she's ticked off. And she's right to be ticked off. And so now it's provoked a huge diplomatic crisis. Everything that Obama tried to claim he accomplished with his little trip to India, as expensive as that was, is now gone. Now, TSA and Homeland Security are trying to basically defend their position and say, we don't care if they're diplomats. We don't care if it's the Pope. If they come to the United States, they're going to get fondled. Which, again, this is why our tourism is in a complete disaster. And I don't care if you're a diplomat. If you're going to get treated like this coming to the United States, you're going to do all your business by phone calls and telex. You know, and video conferencing. I don't need to come to your country. I don't need to be abused that way. Who wants to come to the United States of America and be treated like a POW? By the way, somebody's done a study underscored by the fact that a former actress from Baywatch got the naked scanner treatment at the airport. And somebody did a study and found out what we have been telling you all along. The TSA workers are grabbing the hot babes to put through those x-ray machines. They're not, you know, I'm going to be safe when I travel. They're not going to want to see me naked. But the hot babes are being picked on. So if you're going through the airport gate and you don't want to be hassled by these fast food restaurant rejects, just get in line behind a really hot, beautiful woman, and they will go crazy about her and they will ignore you. just wave you right on through. But it is true. People have done studies, have gone down to the airport, just stood there outside and watched people going through the security gate and who got pulled aside for the naked scanners, and it's always the hot babes. All righty. Just before we go to commercial break, real quick story. Remember how last week they were making a big deal about this 14-year-old kid in Mexico was working as a hired killer for the drug cartels and he was beheading people? Oh, those horrible Mexicans. Turns out he's a U.S. citizen. That's not going to help our image overseas. 14-year-old drug gang killer in Mexico actually happens to be a U.S. citizen. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show today after these words from our sponsors.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And this press conference with former President Bill Clinton is still going on, and he's out there saying we've got to fight deflation, which is a fancy way of saying you all got to borrow more money. You know, we took all those trillions of dollars. You know, we took those trillions of dollars from you. We gave it to the banks so you could borrow the money back at interest. You guys aren't all doing the things which we want you to do there. You got to borrow more money. You got to put yourself in hocks to the bank. That's the only way we're going to turn this economy around. So it's a hard sell. I'll tell you how we can turn the economy around. Get rid of the Federal Reserve. And, you know, I find it insulting that Bill Clinton is even up there to begin with, because he is the reason Social Security has been destroyed. When Clinton was president, he looked at all that money that was building up in Social Security in anticipation of the baby boomer retirements, and he said, boy, I'm just going to go ahead and spend that. And he took that money, called it a loan, moved it from the Social Security Trust Fund, put it into the general fund, and spent it. That's where his magic budget surplus came from. You look at the debt run by presidents, and it's pretty much a straight line, except for Clinton, where it just peaks up, you know, about the budget surplus. There was no surplus. He spent the retirement money of the American people. If a CEO did that, they'd be in jail. And it was all supposed to be a loan, and now here we are with a government that cannot possibly redeem the loan. And that's why they're talking about, well, we've got to raise retirement age, and we've got to cut back benefits, and we've got to do this, and we've got to do that. And it's all because of that man. And now they're holding him up to try and sell this idea that things are great, just bear with us, we're going to work it out. We're going to somehow turn it around, as long as you're willing to go out there and max out those credit cards this Christmas, because if you don't max out your credit cards, the terrorists are going to win. The only way to save this nation, if it's still possible, the only way to save this nation begins with shutting down the Federal Reserve, wiping out the debt, just saying, look, you guys made enough money off of the people. It's all, most of it is odious debt anyway. It went to prop up private businesses. It went to war. It went to Israel. It went to all those foreign bankers. Those are not legitimate uses of the public money. The only debt that is recognized as legitimate under international law is money borrowed by a government for the benefit of the people. The money that was borrowed to build our roads, bridges, flood control, schools, hospitals, infrastructure, that's legitimate debt that we do owe and should pay. Money borrowed to wage war, money borrowed to build torture camps, money borrowed to put TV cameras on every street corner, money borrowed to read our emails and break into our computers, those are not legitimate uses of the public money under international law. Certainly, $12.3 trillion handed out to the banks, bankers around the world is not a legitimate use of American money. We shouldn't owe that money. We don't owe that money. Find it somewhere else. On that, have a good weekend. We'll see you on Monday, 2 o'clock Central, here at the Republic Broadcasting Network and WWCR Radio. Until Monday, stay safe, stay well, drive carefully, have a good weekend, and aloha, America.